This is the 2019 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The House Commerce and Energy Committee is working to give employers a financial break. House Bill 1034 lowers the amount business owners contribute to the State Unemployment Trust Fund. South Dakota Labor and Regulation Secretary Marsha Haltman says the trust fund was developed to keep the unemployment insurance program solvent during a very difficult economic period.
In the past, there could be an instance when the trust fund was too low that a surcharge would kick in, and we wanted to make assurances that that would never happen again in the future. But we also wanted to make sure that we closely monitored that trust fund balance, and should it happen to grow to be a number that was more than what was needed, then we wanted to make sure that employers were getting a tax cut to reflect that balance.
Haltman says the 0.50% reduction would save businesses around $2.5 million a year. David Owen is with the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He's also on the State Unemployment Insurance Advisory Council. He says the Department of Labor and Regulation has done very well keeping an eye on the trust fund amounts.
If these rates were going up, we'd all be here howling like mashed cats. We've put a good system in place to monitor that trust fund so it doesn't get too large and use the increases to bring down rates. And so in conclusion, it's a good bill. This is a good step.
House Bill 1034 passes without objection and moves to the full State House. State senators are passing a Senate concurrent resolution that commends Republican U.S. Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds for voting to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in October. Not all Republican senators voted in favor of the concurrent resolution, however. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Concurrent resolutions carry no force of law, but rather are used to authorize interim studies, joint rules, sessions or committees, to instruct a Department of State government or petition federal agencies. Some state lawmakers say SCR 5 does none of those things. Instead, they say it reads like a thank you card to the state's U.S. senators and sends well wishes to Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Republican State Senator Brock Greenfield is the president pro tem and voted against the concurrent resolution.
This clearly does not rise to the level of what a concurrent resolution should be used for. And when I stumbled across that, I wanted to share it. And the more that I've thought about it since then, the more convinced I am that I am right and that every concurrent resolution going forward must conform with that standard. It's one thing to state an opinion. If you want to do that, write a letter to the editor.
Greenfield says the Senate floor should not be used for that purpose. SCR 5 passed 22-13. Greenfield says he fully supports Justice Kavanaugh and the state's two senators. It's the second concurrent resolution lawmakers have debated that comment on national politics. Greenfield says the lengthy debates on national issues could be a result of a light bill load. He says there are about 550 bill requests still pending with the Legislative Research Council. He expects to see most of those bills appear next week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A bill related to the Extraordinary Cost Fund for Special Education moves on to the Senate floor without the amendment recommended by the South Dakota Department of Education. Senate Bill 1 moves the Extraordinary Cost Oversight Board out of rules and into state statute. It also adds a legislator to the board. The Extraordinary Cost Board reviews applications to use the $4 million Extraordinary Cost Fund. School districts can apply to cover costs for students with special needs. Senator Ryan Maher served on the summer study on the Extraordinary Cost Fund and is the primary sponsor of Senate Bill 1. He says the number of special education students is growing and costs are going to increase as well.
We need to get some legislative oversight on it, especially whether it's a member of the Appropriations or the Education Committee, somebody that's in there that can relay back to the legislature what we are up against as these years continue and as these costs continue to increase.
The South Dakota Department of Education supports the bill with an amendment to keep the board out of state statute. Interim Secretary of Education Ben Jones says this allows Governor Noem to keep a campaign promise.
One of her campaign issues was no new boards and commissions in statute. And so what we'd like to do is to put effectively the board and commission in rule, and that would allow the work to go ahead as planned and to have the authority within rule that it, and to examine the issue within that framework.
Jones adds that bringing the board into statute has the potential to impact other rules related to the Extraordinary Cost Fund. Senator Maher says leaving too much to the rule process subverts the legislature's authority. Senator Wayne Steinhauer adds that all-encompassing political issues shouldn't block an otherwise good move for a board that already exists. Senate Bill 1 ultimately passes a unanimous vote without the amendment. It'll move next to the Senate floor. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she will deliver her first budget address on Wednesday, January 23rd. Noem says she informed legislative leadership Thursday morning. Noem says she's using former Governor Dennis Dugard's budget as a starting point. She says she'll make some changes, however.
And it will be where the House and the Senate will start their discussions throughout legislative session as well. We will continue to work on that until we have a final plan that meets our needs and have agreement to keep our government in check and takes into account an environment where we can grow businesses and help support families as well.
Noem declined to offer specifics of her budget, but she says her budget will reflect the priorities laid out in her State of the State address. That includes areas of broadband access, mental health, and fighting the meth epidemic. She says her budget address will reflect some topics not mentioned in her previous address to the legislature, including funding for community support providers, nursing homes, and education. Gun rights legislators and activists are hoping a multi-year effort to remove permit requirements for concealed pistols will finally pay off. Previous efforts to allow permitless carry were vetoed by then-Governor Dennis Dugard, SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Lawmakers will decide between three bills that allow what's often called constitutional carry. Current South Dakota law allows open carry of a pistol, but lawmakers in favor of removing the permit requirement to carry a concealed pistol say simply putting on a jacket would violate state law. Governor Kristi Noem says Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden is meeting with interested parties over three separate permitless carry bills. She says the meeting included legislators, law enforcement, and gun rights groups. Noem says no agreements are made, but that she supports the principle of constitutional carry.
I've talked extensively about that, so we will look at specific language in each of these bills and see where the support is. I've also talked extensively about the fact that it's important to me that we consult with law enforcement officers and that we have them at the table for this discussion because their role is incredibly important with making sure that we're protecting people while protecting people's rights.
Both the South Dakota Sheriff's Association and the State's Attorneys Association oppose Senate Bill 47, one of three different bills which repeals and revises provisions on permits to carry a concealed pistol. Those two groups opposed similar bills in previous sessions. Which bill passes may boil down to the issue of residency. In addition to permitless carry legislation, a bill that allows permit holders who've passed a background check to carry a pistol in the Capitol building is making its way to the Senate floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
South Dakota State Senator Jim Bolin is the lead sponsor of a bill that voids the transgender policy of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. The current policy allows high school student athletes to participate in sports from the sex they identify with, not with what's listed on their birth certificate. The transgender policy was implemented in 2015. State Senator Bolin says he has received several questions regarding the purpose of the bill, including what it could mean as it pertains to Title IX.
You know, people ask why you bring this bill. My background is in sports, education, those type of things. I was athletic director in the Canton school system for 11 years. Fair competition is extremely important, and so that's why I brought this bill forward. The portion about Title IX opening up the lawsuits, I don't believe that has any validity, especially under the current interpretation with the Trump administration.
In 2017, the Trump administration issued its own set of guidelines for Title IX, which withdrew some of the Title IX language on gender identity from the Obama era. The new guidelines put the responsibilities of discrimination in schools with the state and local levels of education. While Boland says this bill would guarantee fair competition in high school sports, opponents say Senate Bill 49 is an attempt to discriminate against the transgender students of South Dakota. The Senate Education Committee is scheduled to take up the bill next week.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2019 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking SDPB News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.